Today's daf is Chagiga daf Tezvav, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mechel, Shmu ben Tehila, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah bas Yehudas Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fager Rachel, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Mira Chava bas Shashana, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's stuffs also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Rivka bas Naftali Hertz, and Ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl, Ben Reb Yaakov David. So the topic of the last few dafin has been something that, in the words of Chazal, are above our pay grade. Sisrei Arayos, Maisa Bereshis, Maisa HaMerkava. Today's daf is going to conclude that discussion, but it's going to conclude the discussion with a classic Gemara, definitely in the conversation with one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. We have, Chaim told me, 15 related raid bites, quote, so far, unquote, on Masechtas Chagiga Tezvav. And on that note, Zok the Gemara, a story that's brought down in a braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, arba nichnasu lepardes. There were four tzaddikim that entered the pardes. Literally, they entered the garden. Ve'eluhe, Benazai uben Zoyma, Acher ve'Rabbi Akiva. So Benazai, ben Zoyma, Acher, Rabbi Akiva, they all enter a garden. Amalem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told them, so he's, of course, the gadol of the group. When you're going to be in the pardes, you're going to see marble, pure marble, that's going to look like water, wavy. Don't even utter water in terms of that's what you think you're looking at. Mishum shenema, because the pasuk says, doiver shekarin lo yikoin leneged enoi, that in my presence, when you're so high up, you're in the pardes, you have to be extra careful to make sure that you're not going to be doiver sheker. That was the one piece of advice that Rabbi Akiva told Benazai, Ben Zoyma, and Acher as they entered the pardes. So the Braisa says, Benazai heitzitz umes. Benazai entered the pardes. He looked. Where did he look? Rashi says, Letzad Ashchina, in the direction of the Shechina, and because of that he died. And all of our Kasav Omer, it's regarding Benazai that the Pasuk says, Yokar Be'enei Hashem HaMafsal Chasidov, that it's very difficult, Kaviyochel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when one of his Chasidim die. Now Rashi says, so why did he in fact pass away? Because the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirani ha'odam v'choy. And really HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that he didn't want to take Benazai away from the world. The world still needed Benazai, but Yokar Be'ini Avshem, it was very difficult, but there's nothing I could do, because that's what the pasuk says, Klo Yirani Yodam Mechai. So Benazai looked Litzad Ashchina Umeis. Ben Zoyma Heitzitz V'nifka. Ben Zoyma also looked Litzad Ashchina. He didn't die, V'nifka. However, he became compromised intellectually. On some level, he was no longer able to think and reason on the same way. For all of Akas of Omer, it's regarding him that the Pasuk says, Shloim HaMelech said, Dvash Matzasa, if you find Dvash, you find honey, Echol Dayeka. Eat as much as you need, but don't eat more. Pentis ba'enu, because if you can eat more than you're supposed to eat, Vahakesa, you're going to end up throwing it up. Meaning a person has to be careful how much he takes a bite out of, because you don't want to bite more than you could digest. And that's what Ben Zoyma did. Ben Zoyma went to a place that really he wasn't supposed to have gone, and as a result, Nifka, he was affected by it. Acher kitzeitz binetiyos. Acher went into the paradise and he started cutting plants. He started taking food. What does that mean? So we all know what it means. We know that Acher, because of his experience in the paradise, eventually went away from the Yiddish Derech, as the Gemara is going to elaborate in great detail. And finally, Rabbi Akiva, he was the only one of the four that was Yotze B'Sholem, he's the one that emerged unscathed. So Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes, Benazai, Benzoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva, three of the four were affected, the only one that wasn't affected was Rabbi Akiva. Benazai died, Benzoyma was Nifka, Acher, he went away from the Derech HaTorah, and only Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas B'Sholem, and he was Yotze B'Sholem. So before we even start the Gemara, we have to pause for a second. What exactly was the paradise? Arba Nichnasu L'Paradis, and there's a Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos right here on the Amid. It's a small Rashi, it's a small Tosfos. Rashi says that what does it mean, Nichnasu L'Paradis? Quote, Alu L'Rokia Al Yedei Shem. that these four tzaddikim, they knew how to manipulate, they knew how to use the Shemois HaKodesh, and they used one of the Shemois to physically ascend the Rukia. Meaning, Nichnesu L'Paradeis means they actually entered a place. What was this place? The Rukia, which, by the way, is very much a segue from the Gemaras that we're learning about, because the Gemara discussed the seven Rakiyim and the one Rakiyah that's the Maila from the seven Rakiyim. But either way, these Tzaddikim physically entered the Rakiyah, and how were they able to do that? It wasn't with an airplane, it wasn't with a space shuttle. The way they entered the Rakiyah was using one of the Shemus. Tosfos says, no. Nichnasu L'Paradeis means Al Yedei Shemus, for sure. However, when they used the Shemus, they didn't physically find themselves someplace else. In fact, Tosfos' lashon is v'loy olu lemaila mamish. They didn't literally go lemaila; rather, hayanir lehem kemoisha olu. It just appeared to them as if they had gone somewhere, but really, they weren't in Rukia. So, according to Rashi, they physically entered the Rukia. According to Tosfos, they didn't physically enter the Rukia, but rather, it was nir lehem. They had some sort of experience, some hispashtis agashmi, where it felt to them as if they had entered the Rukia. But avada, they were firmly planted on planet Earth. They didn't go anywhere. It's just, it was nir lehem. Interesting machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rav Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas says, Ayin Tosfos Masechtes Gittin, daf pei dalet amud aleph. So, the context over there is very different than the context over here. The Gemara is discussing Hilchas Gittin, specifically if somebody divorces his wife, ala tanai. Satan Rabbanan, a braisa, hareza gitech. If somebody tells his wife, I'm giving you a get, however, al menas, here's the condition, shetali lirokia. You have to go to the Rukia. Or, amanasha teredi l'tahim. So what exactly is going through his mind, v'esechnesh? But this was the tanai. He says, hareza gitech, al menas tali lirokia. If you go to the Rukia, then I'm willing to give you a get. Zok Tosfos. On this Gemara, that when the Gemara says, Amanash Shatali Lirakia Enoget, he found a girsa somewhere that says that the Brisa's oisfir is Im Niskayim HaTanai HaReza Get. If the Tanai is played out, meaning if this woman would go to Rakia, then she's going to be Megureshes. But if she doesn't, ain't a get. It's not going to be a get. And Tosfos says, V'tema, I don't understand this girsa. Heich Yochel Lekayim. How's it possible for this woman to be Mekayim this tonight? So it's actually interesting, because today, on some level, we can go to Rakia. You get on an airplane. Now, is that Mamish Rakia? You have to know in the sugis of the Zion Rakiyim. But in Tosfos times, for sure, it wasn't possible. So Freik Tosfos Tema, I don't understand. Hey, Chiyoch Elekayimai, how's it possible for a person to fulfill a condition of a Menashe Tali to Rakia? So Tosfos V'yei Shloimer Al-Yedei Shem. It's possible. Al-Yedei one of the Shemus. So Reb Kiveger and our Sugya and Chagiga Yedal Ramadays says, I in Tosfos getting paid dollar and a half. And by the way, Rabbi Kivegra on Tosfos getting paid dollar and a half says, I in Tosfos Chagiga Yedal Ramadays. What's the tzushtel of Rabbi Kivegra? Rabbi Kivegra is telling too that in the Sugya of Arba Nichnasu the Paradise, where Rashi was Mefarish Kepshutai, they literally entered the Paradise, which is in the Rakia. Tosfos says, no, they didn't go literally. It was Nidmalehem. And yet, in the more mundane halacha of a man is divorcing his wife, and says, Hareza Gitech Amanasha Talu L'Rigia, Tosfos over there says, yeah, it's possible. Of course it's possible. Ayyadei Shemus. Sounds a little bit like when it came to Ben Azeh Ben Zoy Ma'ach and Rabbi Akiva, Tosfos didn't want to learn that they literally entered the Rakia. Yet, in Gittin Pei Dal Raman Aleph, Tosfos is being mefarish it that way. Again, whenever Rabbi Kivega says Ayin, so you have to learn up what exactly Rabbi Kivega wants. Does he want to ask a kashna? Is there a posh the teretz to this kasha? Satein l'chacham v'yech kamoit. But either way, so a very important fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly the paradis was. According to Rashi, it was a physical place. It's in the Rakia. According to Tosfos, loy alu l'mayla manish. Elo hoya nira lehem kemoisha alu. It's interesting, the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisoydei HaTorah, this is in the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchas Yisoydei HaTorah. So after he talks about Maisa Bereshis, and he talks about Maisa HaMarkava, so says the Rambam, quote, V'inyonei arba prokim elu, shebechamesh mitzvah yisho elu. Again, the sugyas that we've been learning about in Perek Ein Darshan and Masechtes Chagiga. Hein shechachamim arishoinim koirin oisam pardes. That's what the Chachamim Arishonim meant when they used the term Pardes. K'moisha Amru, Arba Nichnesu LePardes. As Chazal said, Arba Nichnesu LePardes. And the Gemara says that they were affected. other than Rabbi Akiva. The Aval Pishu Gedoy L'Yisrael Hayu, says the Rambam, and even though these are Bada, when the Chassidu Pardes were Gedoy L'Yisrael, the Chachamim Gedoy L'm Hayu, like Kulam Hayu Behem Koyach Leida Ulahasik Kol Advarim Al Boryam. But it was very difficult for them to be able to understand this properly. Vani Oimer, and then the Rambam says, She'in Roy Lehi Tayo Bepardes El Mishan Esmali Kresoy Lechem Ubasar. Either way, the Rambam says, you want to know what Pardes is? It's not shameless necessarily, but it's delving into all the things the Chazal said are not so poshut. In Darshin, Barayas, Lashloisha, Bamaisa Bereshit, Bishnayan, Maisa Merkava, Afilu B'yachid. But either way, that's what the Rambam says. So Rashi and Tosis both talk about shame. According to Rashi, physically they entered the Riki Al Yedei Hashem. According to Tosis, Layalu Mamish, but it was Nidmalahem. The Rambam says this is in the end of the Sugya of the Mishnah and Perek and Darshan, because that's really what Pardes is. You want to know what Pardes is? This is what it is. There's actually another Mahalach in what Pardes is, which, believe it or not, the Ramah brings in Simen Reish Mem Vav, Ayin Shom, the Vilna Goyen, is Matmiya under Ramah's understanding of the Pardes. But regardless, with that little introduction, Zok de Gemara. So again, Arbon Nichnasu the Pardes, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Achar, Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai, Meis. Ben Zoyma, Nifka, Achar. We know the story, and Rabbi Akiva was the Yatzei B'Shal. So the Gemara is not going to discuss Ben Azai, but the Gemara is going to immediately jump to Ben Zoyma. So Ben Zoyma was Nifka. Shalu was Ben Zoyma. They once asked Ben Zoyma, Mal l'srusei kalba, is somebody allowed to castrate a dog? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, it says in the Torah that animals that are roy to be brought as a carbon, you have to make sure that you don't give them that type of mum. The exact context is, the Pasuk is discussing certain mum, certain things that would invalidate an animal to be brought on the Mizbeach. Uma'uch, v'kasus, v'nasuk, v'karus, loy sakrivu, Lashem. You're not going to be mocked of such an animal, Lashem. So this is a castrated animal, in short. And not just that, you're not even allowed to do it. So there's a lot to do it. So the question they asked Ben Zoyma was, that being that the makar to this iser of being Masaris of Behemo is in the context of an animal that's ready to be brought on a carbon, a dog is not ready to be brought as a carbon. And being that a dog can't be brought as a carbon, so that was the question. He told him, not only going back on animals that are able to be brought as a carbon, any animal that you have, lo yisasu is going to be not okay. Shalus ben Zayma. There was another question they asked Ben Zayma. Besula she'ibra, a besula that's pregnant. Now, a besula ordinarily is a girl that never had a be'ila. A woman that's mu'uberes, by definition, means there was a be'ila. So really, a besula she'ibra is an oxymoron. It's not possible. It's not possible to have a besula that's a mu'uberes. Stating that, they asked Ben Zayma, what would be if there was a metzias of a besula she'ibra? Would this woman be roi l'kohen gadol, or would she not be roi to a kohen gadol? What's the shaila? A kohen gadol has to marry a besula. She is a besula. But then again, she was also nisabra. So if she's nisabra, there's a little bit of a reyes on her being a besula. But she's a besula, so that's the shaila. Can you look at her as a besula, and therefore a kohen gadol is allowed to marry her? Or do we say that being she's ibra, so obviously not. So the Gemara says, what was the tut start? Shmuel said that he has the ability to be boil a besula without causing the besula to be moitzi dam. This is something that he is physically able to do. So therefore, maybe we should be concerned that even though this woman is a besula, but at the same time, there really was a be'ila. And because there was a be'ila, so she would be usher to a kohen gadol. What's the other tzad? I mean, how else did she become a oidom l'deshmul l'shchicha? Maybe Shmuel is l'shchiach, and if Shmuel is l'shchiach, then that's presumably not what happened. Amar lohu, Seben Zayma told him the Shmuel l'shchiach, that Shmuel's metzias is l'shchiach, that it's not possible for a woman to be a besula and for there to have been a be'ila. Aye, if that's the case, how is she a mu'uberes? Chashin and Shema bambati ibra. We're concerned that maybe she was nisabra bambati, meaning we assume that that must be what happened. Meaning, she was lying in a bath, she was lying in an ambati, and in this ambati, there was zera, that some other man had been moitzi, it entered her guf, and that's the way she became a mu'uberes. But the point is that really we dan her as a besula. There was never a be'ila. If there was never a be'ila, she's giving me mutter to a kohen gadol. Wait, the Gemara, is that possible? Could a woman be nesabra bambati? Vama Shmuel, Shmuel said, kol shechva zera sheina yoyer kecheitz, eina mazras, that even if shechva zera enters the guf of a woman, but if it's not yoyer kecheitz, if it doesn't shoot like an arrow, then it doesn't have the ability to be mazriya. Yeah, it's not going to be able to result in a child. So if she's a Muberes, that means it must have been Yorik Yechetz. If it was Yorik Yechetz, then how could it have been Nesavra Bambati? So the Gemara says you have to say Mikara Nami Yorik Yechetz Hava. That really this happened in a way that was really Yorik Yechetz, and as a result, that's how it's going to be possible. So before we go weiter, just to stop on this Gemara for 1 second. So the Gemara says there's a metzias of a woman that could be nisabra bambati. So you have a woman, she's lying in a bath, and there was shichva zera of a man. If it enters her guf, as long as when it left the guf of the man, it was yoyer kechetz, that would be enough for her to be able to be a mi'uberes. And the Gemara is discussing this in an halachic context, where you have a basula, she'ibra, and the question is, ma'ula kohen gadol? Is she mutter to a kohen gadol, or is she not going to be mutter to a kohen gadol? It's interesting, this idea of a woman being able to become nisabra ba'ambati is brought down in halacha. The chelkas mechoykik on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, this is simen aleph sif katan vav. It's ois ches and chelkas mechoykik. He brings a shayla. His question is, what would be if a man was moitzi zera ba'ambati, and then a woman, his wife, was in the ambati, and the zera entered her guf. She had a child. Is the father mekayim the mitzvah puravu, or is he not mekayim the mitzvah puravu? Is this child considered the man's child, or is he not considered the man's child? Meaning, does the child have a chiyuv kibbutz, or does the child not have a chiyuv kibbutz? And then the Chelkas Mechoykik says something fascinating. He says, "Ubelakutei Maril." It's brought down in the Lakutim of the Maril. Sheben Sira. Ben Sira, this was the Chacham that the Gemara mentioned a few dafin ago, who's really mentioned in many places in Shas. He was the son of Yirmiyo. Sherochatz ba'ambati. Yirmiyo had bathed in an ambati, and somehow the zera of Yirmiyo ended up in the ambati, and a woman was nisabra from the zera of Yirmiyo. Incidentally, there are gesoys that say that woman that was nisabra from the zera of Yirmiyo was Yirmiyo's own daughter. But either way, and Ben Sira is now the son of Yirmiyo, and maybe even Bita Shal Yirmiyo. And says the Chelkas Mechoykik, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that Remez Ladover, the word Sira is Begimatra Yirmiyo, and that's how Chazal hid. They wanted not to talk about it, Begiloi, but at the same time, says the Chelkas Mechoykik, there is such a Metzias. If you look in the Seder HaDoiris, on Erech Reb Zera, so the Seder HaDoiris adds to this, a Dover Nifla al Gabi Dover Nifla. He brings from a Sefer called Ben Sira, and it says, quote, Shloisha Nol de Beloish Chivazbal. There were three people that were born Beloish Chivazbal. Ben Sira, that's this Chelkas Mechoykik, it comes from the Lukutim Maril, Rab Papa and Reb Zera. And he tells the rest of the story. That Ben Sira, Rab Papa and Reb Zera, they were all born below Shchivas Baal. This is related to this Metzias of Nisabra Bambati, which is something that has impact in halacha, and this was something that was used. It was really the backdrop for a more modern and a more contemporary shailon halacha. Ramosha's Chuvas, Kiyadua, the vikuach that he had with the Samarav with regards to some of the modern treatment as it relates to fertility, where how do we view the child lahalacha and different afkeminas, the inka mekoyme laharich, v'advorim atikin. But Chazal's example, Chazal's dogma of that type of treatment was nisabra bambati, because really a lot of the questions and a lot of the chakiros and a lot of the shailas in the modern examples come down, because it's below shchivas baal, to some of the questions that were discussed already by Gedolei HaPoskim as it relates to the Gemara's example, and that is Nisabra Bambati. But again, we digress a little bit. We're focused on Arba Nichnusu Lepardes. Specifically, we're talking about Ben Zoyma, who was Nifka. So the Gemara brings another brisa talking about Ben Zoyma. Tanu Rabbanon. Maisa, there was a story of Rabbi Shulam and Chananya with the great Rabbi Yeshua. Shoyo, Emil Agav, Maile Baharabais. He was standing on one of the steps of the Harabais. Verahu Ben Zoyma. He saw Ben Zoyma. Veloy Omad Milfonov. And Ben Zoyma didn't stand up for Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was one of the Rabbeim of Ben Zoyma. He was one of the Ziknei HaAdmoirim in Klal Yisrael. He was the Av Beis Din. He was the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi, you know who Rabbi Yeshua was. And Ben Zoyma sees Rabbi Yeshua and he didn't stand up. And the reason is because he was very, very deep in thought. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yeshua turns to Ben Zoyma and says, "May ayin ula ayin." Tell me, like, what are you thinking about? Clearly you're pondering something very, very deep, something very existential. So what exactly is going through your mind? So the Gemara says, Amaloi. So Ben Zoyma told him, "Tzoifa yisi bein mayim el yoyin and lamayim matachtoin." He says, "I'm trying to measure the distance between the mayim el yoyin and the mayim matachtoin." So know, HaKadosh Baruch created the world, it was water, and then on the second day, Hashem was mavdil between the waters, and then there's the Mayim El Yoinim, and the Mayim Atachtoinim, and the Mayim Atachtoinim were crying, and the Mayim El Yoinim, the rain, and all the rain that we've spoken about. But Hashem was mavchim between the Mayim El Yoinim and Mayim Atachtoinim. And Ben Zoyme says, I'm trying to understand the gap, the distance, the space between Mayim El Yoinim and Mayim Atachtoinim. And Ben Zoyme says, I figured it out. The Ein Bein Zel was Elo Sholosh Etzbaris Bova. It's so little. Three etzbois, right? Four etzbois is a tefach. It's three etzbois. That's the whole distance. Shenema, how do I know that? Said it's a pasuk right at the beginning of the Torah. Ruach Elokim mirachefes al pnei hamayim. You see, the Ruach Elokim was hovering over the water. Ki yoina shemirachefes al bonel. What does it mean, mirachefes? What's that word? Mirachefes. It's a shveben. I think that's the way we teach it in Yiddish. But what does it mean, mirachefes? It's like a yoina, like a dove that's mirachefes on top of her children. The inner gas. Right on top, but not physically touching. So Ben Zayma said, "Oh, you see, it's a mefurish pasuk." Amar them Rabbi Shua Talmidav. Rabbi Shua turned to his Talmidim and he said, "Adayim Ben Zayma mibachutz." Ben Zayma still on the outside looking in, meaning clearly he was affected. Ben Zayma was when he entered the paradise, and it doesn't look like he's been healed yet. Why? Because Rabbi Shua said, "Ben Zayma, someone on his level, how could he make such a fundamental error?" He's quoting the pasuk, "V'ruach alikim rachavas al pnei amayim." Said Rabbi Shua, "Mechti v'ruach alikim rachavas al pnei amayim emas havu." When did this happen? B'yom Rishon. It's mentioned on the first day of creation. Havdalo. When was Hashem mavdo between the mayim al yoyin and the mayim atachtoyin? B'yom Sheni u'dahavo. It happened on the second day. Tichzevei he mavdo by mayim l'mayim. So obviously it's not the same thing. V'ruach alikim rachavas al pnei amayim is not the mayim al yoyin that mirachavas on the mayim atachtoyin, because that's a pasuk that describes creation on day one, and the havdalo between the mayim and mayim atachtoyin didn't happen until day two. So obviously it doesn't mean that. So the Gemara says, "Vakama." Okay. So what is the Shir Ben Zayma said? It's Gimel Etzbois. What is it? Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov kimloi nima. It's literally like a hair's breadth. It's literally the space of a hair. That's how. It's nothing. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan said, ki guda de gamla. So Rashi explains that if somebody's trying to make a bridge, like an old-fashioned bridge, where you take a board and you put it on one side and the other side, and that's how you're going to walk. So sometimes the board is narrow, it's a gesher tzarmoid, so you have to combine a few next to each other. Now there's always going to be a little bit of space between the two boards. That space is a very, very small space. That's the distance between the Mayim Al-Yoyinim and the Mayim Al-Tachtoinim. Marzutra, V'item Rav Asi Yomar, Kitrei Glimi Deprisi Adadi. You want to know what the space is? If you have two coats that are lying on each other, they're mamish on top of each other, how much space is there between the two coats? Not a lot. That's how little space there is between the Mayim Al-Yoyinim and the Mayim Al-Tachtoinim. I mean, some say, similarly, Kitrei Kasi Deschifi Adadi. If you have two cups that are on top of each other, again, negligible, that's what it is. That concludes the Ben Zayma portion of the daf. So Ben Azai was Heitzitz v'meis Heitzitz l'tzad Hashchina k'lo yirani yodim v'chai v'olu v'akosav oimer yokor b'inei Hashem ha'mafso v'chasidom. Ben Zoyma was Heitzitz v'nifka, and the Gemara told some stories. Rabbi Yeshua said adayim Ben Zoyma mibachutz. It's fascinating. Seems there's a before and after in the world of Ben Zoyma. Something to think about as we go through Gemara's talking about Ben Zayma. Incidentally, the Vilna Gaon says that why were Ben Azai and Ben Zayma affected in this way? So Pasha, you would say they weren't on the Madrega. They weren't ready to be Makabal all this. Like the Pasuk is even mashma that way a little bit. Right, Vashmot Sasa, Echol Dayecha, eat as much as you need, Pentis Ba'enu, because if you can eat too much, Va'akesa. But the Gaon says that really Ben Azai and Ben Zayma were 100% ra'i to learn these inyanim, and they were definitely on the madrega that they could be nechnas aparta. So why were they affected? So the Vilna Gaon said it's based on the Gemara that we learned earlier, where the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Lazar, he says Tov Agmaroch, come, let me teach you. I want to teach you Maisa Merkava. And what did he tell him? Like Kashoy, I'm not old enough. Rabbi Nechananel said 50, and we spoke at the Shach that says 40. But one thing is clear, that a person needs to achieve a certain level of zikna in order for him to be able to learn these inyanim. And the Vilna Gaon said they weren't old enough. And because they weren't old enough, that's where they were affected. Ben Azai was mace, and Ben Zoyma was nifka, but he says, don't think chalila to be moitzi laz on any level on the tzaddik and Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma. The reason they were affected was poshut, they were missing one very technical prerequisite to be able to be nichnas l'paradis, and that is they just weren't old enough. Zok to Gemara, ach, what happened to Ata? Ach, kitzei tzbinetiyas, and olav hakasav oimer, and it's regarding him that the pasuk said, Shlomo HaMelech said this, al titein espicha lachti Espsarecha. A person should be careful. Don't say something that's going to cause you and get you into trouble, right? Sometimes you just want to make sure you don't say the wrong thing in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's the story of Acher. Acher was altite nespicha lachti espsarech. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what happened? Chazo, when Acher entered the paradise, he saw Metatrin. He saw the Malach Matat. This Yavolei Reshusa Lemesav Lemichtav Zavchasid Yisrael. He was given permission to be able to sit down and to write all the schosim of Klal Yisrael. Omar. So Acher looks at the Malach Matat, and he says, Gemira, we have a tradition, the Lamaila, in Shamayim, Lehavi, Le Yeshiva, no one sits, Fele Tachros, Fele Oyre, Fele Ifoy. There's no bad feelings, there's no Oyre, nobody has a neck. Rashi says, because the Malachim have faces on all sides, so there's no back of the head. Le Ifoy means nobody gets tired. So his remark was, Shemechas Vashom Shtei Rishu Yosei. He said, I don't know, I've always learned that in Shamayim there's no Yeshiva, this is what he was focusing on. And now I see the Malach Matat, and he's sitting. So what's going on? Maybe the Shtei Rishuyos. So the Gemara says, Afkula Matat. They took the Malach Matat out. Umachyu Shitin Pulsu Denura. They gave him 60 Malkas. And the Malkas that they gave him was Pulsu Denura. These were fiery Malkas. The Teres Chaim says, the why was it 60? Malkas is always Arbam Chaserachas. It's always 39. So the Teres Chaim says that the reason that Malkas is Arbam Chaserachas, it's 39, is because a person becomes a Bar Oinchen. When does a person become of age where he can get Malkas? When he turns 13 years old. And 13 times 3 is 39. And he says, Alpi Soid, Malkas is 3 times the person's age. So he says that we know Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, Rashi says in the Parshas Korach, the Gemara says it in Shabbos Peites, that in Shemayim, they don't punish a person until he turns 20. So if a person becomes a Bar Oinchen in Shemayim when he turns 20, 20 times 3, easy math is 60. And that's why Malkus in Shemayim is always 60. So on this world, it's always 39. Our Barim Chasarachas, it's 3 times 13. In Shemayim, it's 3 times 20. And that's why the number 60. So they gave the Malach Matat Malkus. Amrulei, they told him, quote, you know why we're giving you Malkus? First they gave Malkus, then they told him what they told him. My time of Kichazi say, why was it that when you saw Acher, like Kamtami Kame, you should have stood up? As Yavle Rishusa, the Gemara says, they gave him afterwards Rishus the Mimchak Savchosa the Acher. Because of what Acher had said, what did he say? He said, maybe there's two Rishuyos. So Acher got punished. And the punishment was, you can cross out all his chosim. So the Gemara says, Yotz Baskov Amra. Baskov came out and said, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim. He said, anyone, even the Shevavim, even the people that are on the lowest of low madregas, you want to do tshuva, you can do tshuva. The only person that can't do tshuva is Acher. It's interesting that the Malach Matat was given permission to erase the schusim of Acher. Right? He's writing the schusim of Klai. So now that he's told, you can erase Acher's schus. Immediately afterwards, the Baskol says, Shuvu banim Shevavim chutz me'acher. You see that for a person to merit to do tshuva is a schus. And when they were meichik, the schusim of Acher, what happened? It doesn't say all of a sudden now his fate is going to change. Now he couldn't do tshuva. The greatest schus that a person has is to be able to do tshuva, despite his averus. But when they erased the schusim of Acher, that's when the Baskel came out and said, tshuva banim shayvamim chutz me'acher. So the Gemara said, Acher heard this Baskel. Omar, and he made a basic cheshman. He said, hoyel v'itr dahu gavim mahu almo. He says, listen, I heard the Baskel. The Baskel said, I'm not going into Olam Haba. So he said, no, leifuk lasani ba'almo. Let me at least enjoy myself a little bit b'hai almo in this world. Nafak Acher l'tar b'sra. And it was because of that, Acher was nafak l'tar b'sra. And the Gemara tells the first story. Nafak. So Acher leaves the paradise, Ashkach Zoyna, he saw a Zoyna. So imagine, Acher entered the paradise, he now emerges from the paradise, and the first thing that he does, he meets a Zoyna, Tava, he solicited her. Armalei, she told him, you, Falav Elisha ben Avuat, you're Elisha ben Avuah, you're the great Gadol. You're on the Madrega where you can enter the paradise. So the Gemara says, Akar Pugla mi Mishu b'Shabbos. It was Shabbos. So he ripped a radish out of the ground, V'yavla, and he gave it to her. Amra, she said, Acheru, this must be somebody else. And that name stuck. And that's how he became known as Acher. So who gave Elisha bar Avuah the name Acher? It's this Zoyna in this story. Stuck the Gemara. Shal Acher es Rameir. So now his name is Acher. So Acher es Rameir. He's la Acher she yotz l'tar b'sara. After he had gone l'tar b'sara. And as we're about to see, Rameir, we know this already, but Rameir was a Talmud Muvik of Elisha bar Avuah. So Elisha bar Avuah, now from this point forward, going to be known as Acher. So he asked Rameyer, he said, Amalei Maidich, so what's found in the pasuk that says, Gam Zel Umazeh Asolikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Zel Umazeh. Meaning Hashem didn't just create things, but everything he created were like in pairs. The Zeh And the Zeh corresponds to Zeh. It's always Zeh l'umazeh. Amalei Yisrael told him, Kamash Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu Baylamai Baruch Kenegdai. Meaning everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, he created Kenegdai, something that corresponds to it. Baruch Harim, mountains, Baruch Gvoiz, hills. Hills are less than mountains, but Me'inyin le'inyin. Baruch Yamin, oceans. Baruch Naharis, there's rivers. Amalei. So, Reb Acher told, Reb Meir, I hear, Abba Rabbi Akiva, Rabba Chloe Yomar Kach. Your Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, didn't learn this way. Reb Meir was also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Ela, Barat Tzadikim, Barat Shom. Kodesh Baruch created Tzadik, created Shom. Barat Gan Eden, Barat Gehenim. He created Gan Eden, Gan Eden. Kolech Adach Yeshu Shnei Chalokim. And not just that, every single person that's born, he has a Chelek in Gan Eden, and he has a Chelek in Gehenim. So we know, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Olam Haba, Gan Eden, Gehenim, and really every person has a chelik in Gan Eden and Gan Hen. Echad b'Gan Eden, v'echad b'Gehenim. Okay, Zocho, if a person is Zoichen, he's a tzaddik, not a chelik v'chelik haver, he's going to get his chelik in Gan Eden, and he'll get someone else's chelik, someone else that had a chelik in Gan Eden, end up getting it, he'll take it from him. The Nischai of Rasha, the Rasha that does haver, is not a chelkoi, v'chelik haver b'Gehenim, he takes his chelik in Gehenim, and he takes Yenim's chelik in Gehenim as well. Right, what's the chiddush here? The chiddush is that ordinarily you would think Gehenim and Gan Eden is something you have to earn. It's a davar shloi bala oilam. So a person's born, if he's zoicha, he's going to earn Gehenim. And he's going to earn Gan Eden. And if he's not zoicha, he's going to earn Gehenim. But what the Gemara is saying is that really every person is born with Gehenim and Gan Eden. He has it already. So what's the shayla? The shayla is what is he going to end up keeping? But here's the point. The point is every tzaddik hat achelik in Gehenim. And every Rasha hat achelik in Gan Eden. So what happens to the Rasha's chelik in Gan Eden? Another tzaddik takes it. And what happens to the tzaddik's chelik in Gehenim? Another Rasha is going to take it. That's the point. Omer HaMashashim. HaMashashim is a micro. What's the makar to all this? Gabi tzaddikim ksev. Because it says, regarding the tzaddikim, quote, Lochein ba'artzam, Mishne Yirasha. What is Mishnah? Bilashon Lechem Mishnah. They get a double portion. And Gabi Rishon ksev, regarding Rishon, it says the same thing. Same concept, Umishnah, Shibara and Shavrim, that their downfall is going to be double. Shal Achas Rameir. Achas asked Rameir another question. Achas Yatzal Tarbisor. And again, this happened after he was ready Yatzal Tarbisor. Mike, it's a little in the Pasuk that says, Lo Yarchena Zahav, Uschuches, Utmurasa Klipas. So we're talking about the Torah. And the Torah is Lo Yarchena Zahav, Uschuches, nothing compares to it. Utmurasa Klipas, if you wanted to do a Tmur, you wanted to swap it for something. It's the most precious stones in the world. Amalei Yisrael told him, Elu Divrei Torah. It's referring to Divrei Torah. This is where Rameir said, Shekashon L'Knoisen K'Klizav K'Klipaz. It's very difficult to acquire Torah. Torah is not easy to come by. It's like Klizav, it's K'Klipaz. Abavanoichen La'avdin K'Klizuches. But it's easy to lose it like glass. So we compare it to Zav, and we compare it to Klipaz on the one hand, but we also compare it to Zuchuches. So diamonds and these precious stones are very valuable. Zuchuches is not nearly as valuable, and not just that, it's easy to lose. So Torah is really compared to both. This is what Rameir told Elisha bar Avua. This is what he told Acher. And if you think about it, there's a little bit of oimik. There's a little pun intended here. He's telling him, Torah is very difficult to acquire. Of a Oireb, it's so easy to lose, right? You can lose it literally like Tzuchas. This is Acher. This is his story. Amaloi. So Acher told Rameir, Rabbi Akiva Rabach Loya Markach. It's not what your Rebbe said. Rabbi Akiva said, Elamak Lizavu Kli Tzuchas. You wonder if when Acher is telling Rameir, Rabbi Akiva Rabach, he's trying to say, you know, you used to be my Talmud. I know, now you're learning by Rabbi Akiva. You know, you're already learning by the Greiser Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But let me tell you, if it's Dan Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, because look, maybe there's a little bit of, he's not so happy because at the end of the day, Rameir was once his Talmud. But either way, the Gemara says, this is where Rabbi Akiva said, Afa Bishan Nishbru, that just like Klizav and Klizchuches, even if they break Yeshlam Takana, there's always hope. Even a Talmud Chacham that goes bad, so this is what Acher tells Rameir, I heard from Rabbi Akiva, that even a Talmud Chacham Shesarach, again, he's obviously implying something, he can always have Takana. Amaloi, so Rameir said, okay, so af atach hazarbach, so why don't you do tshuva? Amaloi, kfashamat mecharia pargin. I already heard the baskel that said, shuvu bonim shayvavim chutz me'acher, then I can't do tshuva. Zok t'gimar tanu rabbanu, another story, ma'isi bechash ayirech v'alasos b'shabes. There was a story that with a person that was, well, I'm sorry, echad. Maisa be'acher. That was riding on a horse, and it was Shabbos. And Rameir was following him to learn Torah. The Gemara Namid Beis is going to get into how could Rameir still have literally been following Acher trying to learn Torah, right? Rebbe, teach me Torah to Elisha bar Avu. It's a pella. But this is what happened. So I'm alive. So Acher turns to Rameir and he tells him, Meir, chazor. Turn around, because I've been counting the steps of the horse. I've been counting literally the sus, and I know it's Chum Shabbos. Now there's a shayla in Masechtas Erevin whether this is even possible. The Marsha says not possible. He was making lotzonos from him. There's a shneer of Chum Shabbos. It's Alpaya Mama, and he was telling him b'derech tzachus that she arti beikve susi. But if I recall correctly, I think there's an Agois Ashri in Masechtas Erevin where the Agois Ashri says that you see from this Gemara that it's a real thing. That you see a person can be Meshayer Be'ikvei Asus and he can figure out the Tchum Shabbos. Raya L'dover here. He says, how come Chazal never brought it as a remnant? He says, because us mortals can't do it. Elisha Baravua, Acha Berev Chachmasa, was able to figure it out. So he tells Rameir, Chazoy Lacharecha, turn around. Oh, Malois, you know, Rameir told him, Ato Chazar Bach. Right, just the puns over here, all the innuendo, it's beautiful. He says, you want me to come back? I should turn around. After you turn around too. Amalei, he told him. For like Kfar Amarti Lecha, didn't I tell you already? Kfar Shemati Me'acher Yaparigud Shuvu Banim Shayvavim Chutz Me'acher. By the way, the lashon over here is Shemati Me'acher Yaparigud. What's Acher Yaparigud? This is another expression we see a lot. Paradis, Merkava, Acher Yaparigud. I mean, this is all Me'inyan Le'inyan, but it's the Inyan. We're talking about Devarim Niskoven. Umuflaim. But there is a Chazal, I think it's a Yerushalmi, that says that the Baskel that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Acheri HaParagot. But either way, he said, I already heard the Baskel. Shuvu banam shayvam chutz me'acher. Somewhere it says, Tokfei, Rameir grabbed Acher. Aylud bei midrash. He brought him into Beis Medrash. Amalei, Liyanuka. And there was a child in the Beis Medrash. And he turns to the child, Acher does. He said, Psaikli psukech. Recite a pasuk. Teach me a pasuk. So we know this concept of Psaikli psukech. The Gemara talks about it in the sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was always badik biyanuka. Whenever he had a shaila, he wasn't sure what to do. There was a fork in the road. He would tell a child, Psaikli psukech. And based on what the child would tell him, that's where, this is Rabbi Yochanan Lushitase we once mentioned. The Rabbi Yochanan says that even though we don't have Nevu anymore, but Nitla Nevua le Tinoikos Ulashaitim. But the Tinoikos, they have Nevuah. So there is a concept of Nevuah. Right, there is an idea specifically by children, and that's Rabbi Yochanan Lashitase, that it was always Badak Binuka. And incidentally, the Ramah says that even though a Yid's not get involved in all these heebie-jeebie things. Right, now let us start asking questions and going to all these different mechashven. But there are certain things that are mutter, and this is one of the things that's brought down. Yeridei Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, it's brought down that you're allowed to go to a child and say Psaikli Psukech, and it works Begeder Nevuah. There's an element of Nevuah. So if a person meets a child, he says, tell me, what pasuk did you learn today? That answer could be, will have bearing, will have impact on this person's faith. So Rameyah grabs Acher, they go into Beis Medrash, and Acher meets a child, and he says, psaikli psukech. It sounds like the background to this might have been that Rameyah told Acher, let's talk and hear from a child. Let's be badik b'yanuka. Right, we're fighting over here. Yeah, tshuva, no tshuva. Lamazayn. So he walks him in, amaloi. So the first child told him, ain shalom amar Hashem l'rishalom. Says, the Risham, they have no peace. Didn't start off so good. So the Gemara says, they went to another Beis HaKnesses. Says, Amalei the Yanuka. See, he saw a child and he told the child, Psaikli Psukech, no, tell me a pasuk. So he quotes him a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Kim techabsi banes. If a person doesn't have vera, you can wipe it off with all the soap in the world. Vitarbilach boiris. Doesn't matter how much detergent you use. Nichtam avoynech lefonai, no mashem alikim. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perik Beis. This is the height of the Churban. Shem says, Nichtam avoynech. Nichtam is Meloshen Kesem. It's a stain. I'm always going to see your aver. Doesn't matter how hard you try to do tshuva. I'm always going to see. The Gemara says, again, 0 for 2. They went to a third base. And I says, Amalei the Yanukas. He goes to a child. He said, Psaikli Psukech. Amalei. Say, quote him a pasuk again in Yirmiyahu. The beginning of Yirmiyahu. You know it's not. These are not like the psukim. Va'at shodud. Matasi, ki silbashi shani, ki sadi adizov, ki sikrim vapuche nayach, la shov tesyapi masubach ugven nafshechi vakshu. So the Navi Yirmiyahu was comparing the yidin to a zayna, an isha zayna that did a bunch of averes. And the Navi says, you could put on all the nicest jewelry, all the nice clothing, it doesn't matter what you do, at the end of the day, the best zayna, that's who you are. And that's what Hashem tells Klai Yisrael. He says, yeah, you can make believe, you can do everything, at the end of the day, you know you're a balavera. They went to another Beis HaKnesses, and the Gemara says, and the same thing happened. Every Beis HaKnesses he walked into, he would ask your child, tell me a pasuk. Punkt, he was learning, he wasn't in Parshas Lech Lecha, right? Punkt, he was learning a pasuk that was Negeya, the Navi, or Hashem talking to the Rasha, and basically telling him, you're not doing tshuva. So the Gemara says, Ad Aylu L'Tleiseh B'nei Knishta. He walked into 13 Bate Knesses, and Kulu Paski Lekei Gavna. Everyone told him the same thing. L'Basri, went to the last Beis HaKnesses, Amalei. So he goes over to a child, this Kleina Yingala, who's learning. He says, Psaikli Psukech. You learned something today by the Rebbe? He said, yeah, what I learned. He said, what were you holding? So I'm holding in Tehillim. Where? Perek Nun. He said, which Pasik? He says, Pasik Tazayin. He said, Voshtet in Perek Nun Pasik Tazayin. He told him, the Pasik says, Vele Rasha Amar Alikin. Hashem tells the Rasha, Malach HaLasapar Chuki. I'm not interested in your Torah. You're a Rasha, you don't have to learn any Torah. So the Gemara says, Ahu Yanuka, that child, have a Megam Game Belishne.
when he would talk, so he didn't speak so clearly. His speech was unclear. Ishtama. And when he said, Ularosha, Omar, Elohim, Alakhalasaprachuki, it sounded Kamado Omarle as if he told him, Ula Elisha, Omar Elohim. As if the child was saying, Ula Elisha, Omar Elohim, Malakhalasaprachuki. And when Elisha Baravu and Acha heard that, he didn't react well. And there's two versions of exactly what he did. Ikadamri, some say, Sakina Hava Bahade. He had a knife, the kare, and he took this child and he literally tore him to pieces. The shadre letlesa knishte, and he sent one piece of this child to each one of the 13 bati knesis where he had encountered with these children, and these children had told him that he wouldn't be able to do tshuva. The ikadami, some say that what he said was, "Omar ihavoy biyadi sakina." Had I had a sack and have a karanali, but he never really did. It was machshava ra. But it wasn't something that he really did. Zokta Gemar, fast forward through the life of Acher. Acher never did tshuva. It's a very important part of the legacy of Acher. He never did tshuva. He heard the Baskel say, Shuvu banam shayvavim chutz miyacher, and he never did tshuva. Stating that, kinoch nafshid Acher, when Acher passed away, Amri and Shemayim, there was a big tumult. There was a rush. They didn't know what to do with Acher. They said like this, Loi meidin lidayni, l'chura, we shouldn't judge him. We shouldn't be able to bring him into Gan Eden either. Why? We can't judge him. We can't send him to Gehenna. He learned too much Torah. He was Ramey's Rebbe. He was Nichlas Lepardes. It's not possible. We can't. But at the same time, I don't think we could bring him into the Olam HaEmes Mishum Dechata. Because at the end of the day, think of all these Averis that he did. Amr Ameir. So Ameir said, Mutav de Ledaine Velesa La'amadas. He said, I'm a Talmud of my Rebbe. I feel like I have the authority to take places. The right thing would be is to let him be judged in Gehenna. And like this, any tikkun that his neshama needs, it's going to get. Aber noch dem, he'll end up going into the Olam HaEmes. So he said like this, I can't control what happens now in Shemayim. Aber masai amos. He said, but when I die, it's from Meir talking, the Ela Asha Mekiver. You're going to see, go to his caver, smoke is going to rise from his caver. And that's going to be a sign that I got my Rebbe to go to Gehenna. You got your Rebbe to go to Gehenna? Das ist der Kunst? He said, yeah, I can't him to go to Gehenna because like this, they'll down him and eventually he'll end up in Gan Eden because right now he's nowhere and that's not a tachlis. So the Gemara says, Kinoch nafshidra meir, where a meir was nifter, solo kutra mikivri da acher, smoke rose from the caver of acher. So the Gemara says, Rab Yoichanon. Rab Yoichanon commented. He said, Kvurta le mikla rabbe? Says, you know, I don't understand the story. There was a Messiah on the smice with Rameir Acher. He said, what is this? He caused his Rebbe to burn? As good as his Rebbe. I hear the Cheshbon of what? Imagine a Talmud. He's so close to his Rebbe. So he poiled ice. He had protection. He knew some people. He was able to get him into Gehenna. Rabbi Yechid had said, you can tell me all the Torahs in the world. It's not possible. So he said like this, Chad Hava Beinono. Listen to Rabbi Yochanan's Hergish. He said, we had someone. He was Echab Ibn Echabura, Acher. Rabbi Yochanan lived after Acher. But he said, we had one of us. Anshe Shloimenu. V'loi Motsina Latsule. I understand nobody was able to help Acher. They had such an affinity, Ahava, towards Acher. At the end of the day, it's given Hazak Reis to Talmud Chacham. So he says, someone has to be able to, he says, Inokte Biyad Man Marmile Meon. He says, when I go up, he says, I'm going to take Acher, I'm going to pull him out of Gehenna, he's going to be in Gan Eden. Azoy daf mizach firim et Talmud Chacham Azoy vi Acher. So the Gemara said, and I'll make a sign. It's like this, you know what happened. Masai Amos, he said, because you're going to see that when I die, the Ech Be Osham Mikivroi, the smoke that right now is rising from the caver of Acher, it's going to go away. Zok the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshi, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was nifter. Pasach kutrum yikivrei da Acher. The smoke started rising. Pasach alea hu safdano. We're going back now to Perek Ve'ilu Magalcha. So the safdan, the eulogizer, got up and he was masbid, Rabbi Yechanan. He said, afilu shomer ha-pesach lo'i omad lefanecha Rabbeinu. He said, Rabbeinu, who's usually Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or very often it's Rav. Rabbi Yochanan here is referred to as Rabbeinu. He said, Rabbeinu, afilu shomer ha-pesach lo'i omad lefanecha. He said, you had such kayach that you were able to walk right through the shomer ha-pesach of Gehenim, you're able to take Acher out and bring him into Gan Eden. Zok the Gemara. Pitoi shal Acher asked the Kamei the Rebbe. Acher's daughter once came to Rebbe. Amr Leish, she said, Rebbe Parnaseni, Rebbe we know, was Torah v'gedula b'makam echad. He was a tremendous oisher. And she came to Rebbe, poshed for money. She said, Rebbe Parnaseni, Amr Allah, so he asked the pat miyat. Who's your father? Amr Leish, she said, Pitoi shal Acher. I'm Acher's daughter. Acher was my father. And he told him, so Rabbi heard that he couldn't believe that Acher had children and descendants in the world. What bothered him so much? Because the pasuk says, ain't sarid b'megurav. And the context of this, we're talking about the Rasha. So the Rasha shouldn't have anything. It doesn't make any sense. Amaleshi told him, he said, Rebbe, you're focusing on his maisa. And mitzad maisa, he was a Rasha. Remember his Torah. And because of his Torah, that's why he was zoicha, that he has children. And in that chus, Rebbe Paranaseni. So the Gemara says, as soon as Rebbe said this, like, he was bewildered. He said something derogatory about Acha. He says, "What Acha has children? He has given Hazak Grace to Rasha." Miad Yard Eish Min Shamayim. Fire came down. The Sichsecha Safsolei Shal Rebbe. Rebbe's cheer suddenly went on fire. Bacha Rebbe. Rebbe cried. V'Amar, and he said, "Umale Meskanim Bakach." He said, "Madach someone that's Meskana, someone that was Acha. Look at the kanois that they have for Acha in Shamayim. Le Meshtapchim Ba Alachas Kama V'Kama. Certainly the Meshtapchim Ba. Certainly that." The COVID that they're going to get in Shemayim is unbelievable. So that's the Gemara. So, Elishim Baravua, Achar, Kitzetz Benetiyes, he was one of the four that were Nichnas Lepardes. He had a Talmud Muvik Rameir. Do Tshuva, I can't. Tshuva Banu Shavam Chutz Miachar. But after everything, Rameir continued to learn Torah by Achar. So the Gemara says, and we're going to wrap up for today after this Gemara. It's going to continue into tomorrow's Zaf. How is Rebbe able to learn Torah from Acher? What's the pasuk that says? Ki sif se koyen yishmeru das v'toyri yivakshu mipiu. Ki malach Hashem tzvokas. And blame Rebbe malach Hashem tzvokas yivakshu teyri mipiu. If a Rebbe is like a malach Hashem tzvokas, you should learn Torah from him. Love, al yivakshu teyri mipiu. So Acher was certainly not a malach Hashem tzvokas. So how was Rameir able to learn Torah from him? So the Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish answered the question. He said, Rameir karev ashkach v'dash. Rameir found a pasuk and he darshened the pasuk. The pasuk says, hat oznecha ushma divrei chacham. Right, go to the chacham, listen carefully to what he has to say. Aba v'lipcha, your heart, toshes l'dayti, should follow me. What do you mean, your heart should follow? Listen to the chacham. But lemaisa, follow me. L'daitam loynema elu l'daiti. What it should have really said was, listen to the chacham and do what he says, or follow him. Listen to the chacham, follow me. Samod, there could be a rebbe that you could be mekabel Torah from, but you don't want to follow him. Other rebbe l'daiti, and that was Meir's makar that there's such a musig, that there's such a concept that just because you're learning Torah from someone doesn't necessarily mean you have to emulate him. Rab Chanina learned it from a similar makar. Shimi bas ureivati oznech v'shichri amech ubas avich. Listen, oh, but at the same time, forget. Listen and forget. No, listen to the Torah, but forget. Don't pay attention to the way he behaves. Oktimar kashakaya dadi. Don't we have a little bit of a stira? What's a stira? The first pasuk was Rabbi Yechonin's memra. And then we just had two drushes that Rameir darshan that said not the way. Tomorrow says like kasha habi gadol habi katan. There's a difference if this Talmud is a gadol, if he's a katan. If the Talmud is a katan, see, he's going to be very impressionable. So then you have to be a little bit more careful. But if the Talmud is a gadol, then he can use his discretion, and as a result, it's not such a problem. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amri, he said the following, that in Bimarov in Eretz Yisrael, they say, quote, Rameir Motza Te'ena. Rameir found a Te'ena. He found Ochal Tachlo. He ate the fruit part. Vishada Ochal Ashkach Tamri, the Bachsker says. He found the Tamar. He found the day. He ate the fruit. Vishada Shechla, and he threw away the pit. Labara. Meaning, Rameir knew to take the good, and he was able to get rid of the bad. Dorash Rava, Rava Darshan, on this note, might say what's pshat in the pasuk that says al ginas egois yoraditi lirois beive hanochal. Why is Talmud Chacham compared to an egois? Loim lechot to teach you. Ma egois say avabisha malucha betita betzoya emash abdeicha nimas, just like an egois. Even if it gets dirty, but the inside of the egois is always going to be clean. It's covered. Av Talmud Chacham, so to the Talmud Chacham avabisha sarach. Even if the Talmud Chacham is sarach, even if the Talmud Chacham does meisim, but at the same time, his pnim, his Torah, ain't Torah in the messes. The Torah remains pure. And Rameir's Torah that he was learning was pure Torah. The Gavra had a psul, but the Cheftza didn't. So that there was this concept that Rameir was able to be mafchen between the good and the bad, between the oichel and the psoilis, literally, the Gemara's mashal. He was able to be mafchen between the Gavra that was Acher and the Torah. Vasot gelikt in Acher. And that's why Rameir, despite everything that had gone and had transpired in the life of Elisha Bar Avua, till the end, he continued to learn Torah with him. So again, this Gemara, Chagiga Daf Tezvav, is hafachba, vahafachba, 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 the kulava. Without question, but just a few ha'aris that we've spoken about in the past, but the imbeis medrash b'loi chiddush. The first ha'ara is, so the Gemara says, that what caused Elisha Bar Avua to be kitzeitz b'netiyos? So he entered the paradise, and when he entered the paradise, he saw Mitatroin, the Malach Matat, who was sitting and he was writing the Schusim of Klal Yisrael. And when Elisha bar Avua saw the Malach Matat sitting, he was startled. He was very taken aback. He said, I don't understand. Gemiri, we have a Mesoira. But there's no yeshiva. Nobody sits Lamailo. So he said, maybe there's two Rishuyos. So the Gemara says, immediately, as soon as this happened, they gave him 60 Malkas. Not 39, 60. They gave him 60 Malkas. And they told him, my timer, why was it? That when you saw Acher, or you saw these Gedoilim, that you didn't stand up for them. So Pasha, you learn the Gemara. Now, why did they give Malkus to the Malach Matat? The reason they gave Malkus to the Malach Matat is because he was Machshel Elisha bar Avua. You see what happened? He should have been sitting. He should have realized that the Tzadikim weren't going to understand, based on the Messiah that they have, that in Yeshiva, that there's no Yeshiva L'mayla, and as a result, he should have gotten up. Stating that, the Chida, in his Pesach Einayim, and this is in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, he says, a Dover Nifla. And Behektim, a very, very well-known Gemara. A Gemara that's mentioned in Pesach and Chav Beis, and it's mentioned in other places in Shas. It's a Gemara that we talk about all the time. The Gemara says, Shimon HaMsuni, the Amri Lassam say, Nechemya HaMsuni, HaYadarish Kalesim Shebetayra. Every time it said in the Torah the word "es," he would darsh in the word "es." Kimen shegiyelas Hashem lekachatira, but when he came to the pasuk "es Hashem lekachatira pirish," he was pirish. He walked away. He withdrew. Amar le talmidav. So his talmidim told him, "Rebbe, kolasim shadarash tamateyalein. What's going to be with all the destin that you darshed in?" Amar lehem. So he famously told him, "Kashem shakibalti schar ladrisha. Just like I got schar for all the times that I darshed in esin shabatayra, kachani mekabel schar ladrisha. So too, I'm going to get reward for the fact that I was pirish." So Shimon Amsuni, some say Nechemya Amsuni, he was darish kolasim shabatayra from bereishis bara lekim esach shemayim veesar. It's all the way. He was darshing all the esin in the Torah until he came to the pasuk esach shemelay kechat. And when he came to that pasuk, he walked away because he couldn't understand what that S is coming to be marba. Achva Rabbi Akiva v'darsh until Rabbi Akiva came, and he darshed and he said, "Es Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis talmidei chachamim." That you want to know what that S is coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba talmidei chachamim. That just like a person has an obligation to be mechabed and to have yira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too there's a concept of yira is Talmidei Chachamim, and the yira is Talmidei Chachamim is me'ein the yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and its merum is in the word es. Es, Hashem Aleikecha Tira, is the rabbi's Talmidei Chachamim. And everybody asks, Kama Kumas in Nishtabru, why did the Gemara say, Ad Shebo Rabbi Akiva Vidarash? Till Rabbi Akiva came, and he darshan. Came? Where did he come from? Where was he going? What the Gemara should have said was, Achadarash Rabbi Akiva. What's Achabar Rabbi Akiva? And the truth is, there are other places in Shas where you find this Nusach. Achabar Rabbi Akiva. But in this Gemara, Psochim Chabez Amadez, which repeats itself in many places in Shas, what was this Lashon of Achabar Rabbi Akiva? So the Chidah says in Pesach Inayim on that Gemara, he says, Shamati, I heard. That you want to know what it means, Achabar Rabbi Akiva. He said, because the Gemara says that Arba Nichnasu Lepartis, Ben Azai Ben Zoima, Elisha Bar Avua, and Rabbi Akiva. And it says that when they came into the paradis, Elisha bar Avua saw the Malach Matat that was sitting. And he immediately remarked, he said, I thought there's no yeshiva. So they took the Malach Matat and they gave him Malkus. They gave him 60 Malkus. And they were toveya him. They told him, my timer, why was it that when you saw the Chachamim, you didn't stand up? And said the Chida, I heard that everybody learns Pshat in this Gemara. What was the taina on the Malach Matat? The taina was that why were you machshel Elisha bar Avua? He said, Shamati, that wasn't the Pshat. You want to know what the taina was? The taina was, Arba Nich. Four tzaddikim, four gedolei ador just walked into the room. How could you be sitting? The Malach Matat's continuing to sit. He's writing Schusim Shal Yisrael. These are things we don't really understand. But at the same time, four tzaddik, Rabbi Akiva, they just walked into the room. How do you not stand up? So the Chidah said that no one was ever able to be marba anything to Hashem Alekecha Tira. How could you be marba? What equates to HaKadosh Baruch when it comes to the yira that you would have for Hashem? Achabah, Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came, Rabbi Akiva was nich nichnas b'shalim v'yotze b'shalim. Rabbi Akiva entered the paradise. Rabbi Akiva left the paradise, and he came and he said over v'atzotzich kiton in the paradise, and he said that in the paradise there was the Malach Matat was sitting, and there were four tzaddikim that walked in, and there was a tfi on the Malach Matat for not standing up. So much so they gave him 60 malchus per pulse of the nura. What the oil of hashtan, and what it means, you have to have covet for a Talmud Chacham. What it means, you have to have yira for a tzaddikah. How careful a person has to be before he says one word. The hoicha madrega that a gadol adar is on. When Rabbi Akiva came and he reported what happened in the paradise, then they were comfortable. Then they darshan that Hashem alakachatir the rabbis tamid chachamim. Now we could at the hair a little bit something that maybe there is something that we could be marba, and that's as Hashem alakachatir the rabbis tamid chachamim. That's the first aura. The second aura is, we know, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vavam and Aleph. So the Gemara, again, these are all Dvarim Atikin. The Gemara there brings a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So we find that in different places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Bnei Yisrael as Bonim. Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. Then again, there are places where we find that we're compared to as Avadim. And the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda said, the truth is sometimes we're Bonim, and sometimes we're Avadim. What does it depend on? It depends. B'zman she'atem noyagim minig Bonim, atem kriyim Bonim. But ein atem noyagim minig Bonim, ein atem kriyim Bonim. Divri Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says no. Ben kach uben kach kriyim Bonim. It doesn't matter if the Yidin are being noyag minig Bonim, or if the Yidin are being noyag minig Avadim. Whether a Yid acts like a son or not is irrelevant. Just like if a father has a son, regardless of how that son behaves, he's still his son. Doesn't change the reality, the biological metzias. Ben kach and ben kach kriyim banim. Klai Yisrael, it doesn't matter how they're behaving, they're always going to be considered banim. But not everybody held this way. It was machloikis. My Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds ben kach and ben kach kriyim banim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Bezman she'atem noyegem minig banim atem kriyim banim. Bezman she'en atem noyegem minig banim en atem kriyim banim. Now we know in Klali Ashas, whenever there's a machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Gemara. Sachtes Erev and Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara says Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, unless told otherwise, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. But as it relates to this machloikis, the Ramah in Hilchas Avelos, and it's based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, says that we paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin ben kach u ben kach kriyim banim. L'may nafkimina? Echavs nafkimina in the halachos of Tumas Meis, whether the kever of a mummer, someone that was a mummer, someone that completely went away from the Yiddish Aveg, is his kever metama? Is it not metama? Meaning we know that Adam ki yomus ba'oil, atem kriyam Adam, ve'en umus ha'olam kriyam banim, and as a result, the kever of oivik echamim is not metama, for sure not betumas oil. So the question is, what about a mummer? So the Ramah, quoting a Rashba, says that really it's totally in this machlokes Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda, whether benkach u benkach kriyam banim, and not we passing like Rav Meir, benkach u benkach kriyam banim, and as a result, even the kever of a mummer is going to be metama ba'oil. So I once thought, how did Rav Meir know that benkach u benkach kriyam banim? The Gemara brings psukim. But how did Rav Meir know? How did he know for sure he was right? That ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim. Could be he learned it from the Basko. Ramea had a Rebbe, Elisha bar Avua, who was one of the Dalit that were nichnasu l'paradis. And when he entered the paradis, he was kitzeitz benetiyos. And Ramea told him, Rebbe chazorbach, do tshuva. Why don't you do tshuva? He said, I can't. Because kfar shamati me'achari apargud. I already heard from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a Basko that says, shuvu banim shoivavim. So let's be medayik the Baskel. The Baskel said, Shuvu bonim shoivavim. We're talking about shoivavim. A shoivav is someone that's arup from Yiddish aveg. A shoivav is avilda. That's what a shoivav is. And the Baskel said, Shuvu bonim shoivavim. So Rav Meir heard in the Baskel that even the shoivavim are called bonim. Ben kachu ben kach kriyim bonim. But it's even more than that. You know what else Rav Meir heard in the Baskel? That even acher, who was the one person that was hand-chosen that he cannot do tshuva, even Acher is able to do tshuva. It's called banim. You know, you know that? Because shuvu banim shoivavim chutz me'acher. If Acher is not a ben, then it's not chutz me'acher. It would have been shuvu banim shoivavim. Acher is not banim. In the lumdis of the Basko, you see that even Acher is called a ben. Because the Basko was shuvu banim chutz me'acher. So you say meres, that Acher is really called a ben. Not vasidu achutz. Like you have sugis and chutz and shas. There's a chutz. But you're not a chutz if you're not bifnin. So shuvu banim, there's a category of banim. All banim can do tshuva. Chutz, there's one person that's a ben. He can't do tshuva. You know who that is? That's Acher. But if Acher is not a ben, that it's not shuvu banim chutz meyacher, be shuvu anachim chutz meyacher, but not shuvu banim chutz meyacher. From the fact that it's shuvu banim chutz meyacher, you see, even acher was called a ben. So our mayor said, the paskal already was machriya, the paskal paskin in shamayim, that shuvu banim shayvagim chutz meyacher, that every single yid, it doesn't matter who he is, even acher, who's the one person that can't do shuvu, even he's called a ben. Because it's shuvu banim chutz meyacher, which spires that acher is considered a ben. And that's how Rameyu knew, benkach u benkach kruyim banim. Because he heard it in the baskel. So you'll tell me, Torah leba shamayim hi, probably al zen nemar, this is something that is mishamayim. Right, when you're handling a halacha, but this is something that, in shamayim, are you treated like a ben, or you're not treated like a ben? Rameyu knew from the baskel that benkach u benkach kruyim banim, because every single yid, even the Shaivavim, even Acher, who's the one person that can't do tshuva, even he's Shuvu Banim Shaivavim Chutz Meyacher. Over the years, we've spoken about the idea that historically, it was very, very prevalent that if a person found himself in a Nes Tzara, so they would give tzedakah to the push to Kupas Rameir Balanes, right? They would give tzedakah in the Schus of Rameir. And we mentioned from the Munkacher Rebbe and the Vrei Torah, in the beginning, he says, why was it that they always gave to Rameir? So he brings that he heard from his Heilige Zedes that the Zedes said, because Rameir is Chayish L'Miyuta. So he said, if you have a person that's lying on his deathbed and he finds himself in a terrible tzara, so it's very worrisome. Why? Because there's statistics. The doctors say, Azoy. And even Chazal say, Roiv Goisesim L'Misa. So there's a concept of a Roiv. And as a result, because of the statistic, people get worried. Obviously, the Ein Tana in Shas that was Chayish L'Miyuta, he wasn't a spoil from a Roiv. And that's Rameir. So he said, the Minig Yisrael always was that when a person found himself in a Tzara, where Al Pi Roiv, it looks like it's not going to work out the way he wants it to, they would be Ma'ir the Schus of Rameir. And they would give Tztaka El Kodame Raneini, why Rameir? To be Ma'ir Shitas Rameir. The Rameir is Chayish L'Miyuta. I'm not impressed with what the doctors are saying. I'm not expelled from the statistics because there's a concept of Chayish L'miyuta and Dosir Rameir, and that's why they always used to invoke the Schusir Rameir. But the emes is another idea as well. Rameir holds Benkach Benkach Kruyim Banim. And the idea was a person finds himself maybe in an Eis Tzara and he's worried, Vos Zok the Ebishter, how is he being perceived that at the end of the day, not everyone lives his life the way he's supposed to. Abishusir the Rameir. Rameir holds Benkach Benkach Kruyim Banim. Rameir who learned it from the Baskel Alein that said Shuvu Banim Shevavim Chosmeh. But that's the second aura. The third aura is something that we've really talked a lot about, and that is the Marsha says that even though the Gemara says that the Baskel says Shuvu Banim Shevavim Chosmeh Acher, but it's Poshit that if Elisha Bar Avua would have wanted to do Shuvu, if Acher would have wanted to do Shuvu, he could have done Shuvu. You know that? Because Rameir's handling with Acher throughout the whole Gemara. And they keep on repeating the same conversation. He said, I told you already that Shamati Me'acheri HaParga Shuvu Banim Shevavim Chosmeh Acher. And what does Rameir say? I'm not a spoil. Pokve grabs him, he brings him to the base. What did he think he was going to hear? And at the end, he heard Ulelisha Amalikim Malachol Zaprachuki. But at the same time, you see there's a whole exchange over here. And you see that Rameir is not backing down. And L'chair, why is he not backing down? He heard the Baskel, right? We suggested maybe Rameir formulated his opinion of Benkachu Benkachurim Banim from the Baskel. He believed the Baskel. So why then does he keep on persisting? What's the pshat? Ach is right. Ach says he's not going into Ilum Haba anyways. It's over. He's been singled out, literally, from the entire world as the one person that can't do tshuva. So Rameir says, I'm going to enjoy myself on this world. And Rameir keeps on telling him, no, do tshuva. Says Dr. Marsha. It's clear in the Gemara that the Gemara held, that Rameir held, that even though the Baskel said, shuvu banim shayvavim chutz meyacher, but at the same time, if Acher really wanted to do tshuva, Acher could have done tshuva. And the truth is, this is an idea that's mefursim in the Svarim HaKadoshim. The Chidah brings it in Pesach Einayim, right here in this Gemara. The Chassam Sofer brings it in a bunch of different places. Rav Tzadok HaKohen talks about this in the Sefer, Takanas HaShavim, and it's really based on a Reishis Chachma, where the Reishis Chachma said that Chazal say, Kol ma sheyoyim alocha balabayis haseh, chutz mitzeh. That anything the Baal Bayis tells you to do, you do. Chutz mitzeh. Unless he tells you to leave the house, then you don't have to listen. But anything he tells you to do, he tells you to bench, you bench. He tells you to wash, you wash. Pass this, you pass it. Kol ma sheyoyim alocha balabayis haseh, chutz mitzeh. So the Reishis Chochma said that in Pnimiyas HaTorah, the balabayis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And kol ma sheyoyim alocha balabayis haseh, anything the Eibishter tells you to do, you do. The Eibishter gives you mitzvahs, Esa, 248, you do them. And Shesa Lavin, and the Rabbonons, and Minhagim, and Bal Nefesh Yachmers, Kol Masha Yoyim Elocha Bal Abayis Haseh, and the Nevi'im, if they were Zoycha, to be tapped in somehow, whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram what to do, Kol Masha Yoyim Elocha Bal Abayis Haseh. But there's one exception to the rule. There's one time where if the Bal Abayis tells you to do something, don't listen. And that is to say, if the Baal HaBayis, if the Eibishter comes and he tells you, I'm not interested in you anymore. I know you want to come back. I know you want Kirvus Elikim. I know you want to learn and you want to do tshuva. But it's not negeya. Say, geya rois. That's the one time you don't listen to the Baal HaBayis. And that's kol ma sheyoyim alucha Baal HaBayis asay chutz mitzay. Dr. Eishas Chachma, Alisha Baravua heard a baskel. The baskel said, shuvu banim shayvavim chutz meyacher. The baskel told Alisha Baravua, say. Say, you're out. Done. Because of what you just did, it's not negeya. It's all over. He wasn't supposed to listen. He listened. He made a mistake. He really, really wasn't supposed to listen. Because he was supposed to have known this secret. This secret of kol ma sheyoyim alucha Baal HaBayis Haseh chutz mitzeh. Rav Tzadik, when he brings it in Takanos HaShavim, he brings it with regards to the Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara says, G'doy l'tshuva, shedoycha lois haseh shebetayra. And everyone asks the Kasha, G'doy l'tshuva, shedoycha lois haseh shebetayra. Every Haseh is doycha lois haseh shebetayra. So the Rav Tzadik says in the Pnimi Yisa'inyan, that you find there are many times where Chazal say, you can't do tshuva, and you can't do tshuva. G'doy l'tshuva, shedoycha lois haseh shebetayra. Tshuva is so gewaltig that even when Chazal say you can't do tshuva, if you do tshuva, it works. And that's, it's doich all the loisah says, all the negative things that you find related to tshuva, where you can't do it, you can't do it. Ey, must speak and be other lasses tshuva. Tshuva's not for you, tshuva's for him. He had to do tshuva when you were younger. It's too late. No, there's no such thing. G'doy l'tshuva shedoich loisah say shebetayra. These are all from the tachpulos of the Yetzirah. And that's the secret of kol ma sheyoyim alecha, of kol ma sheyoyim alecha Baal HaBayis Haseh chutz mitzeh. You know, it's interesting. If you look in the Reishas Chachma inside, and this is in Shara Kedusha, it's Perik Yud Zayin, which is a very scary Perik, and he's talking about things where it's very difficult to do tshuva, and at the end, in that Perik, he says as follows. He says, Umashe Pirshu Bezoya, She'inu Tala B'tshuva, these are various that the Zoya says a person can't do tshuva for. What it really means is, She'atshuvasoy Kasha. It just means it's difficult to do tshuva. And part of the difficulty of doing tshuva is overcoming the psychological battle to believe that you really could do tshuva. That's all part of it. Meaning, what it means is it's difficult to do tshuva. Chazal will sometimes say you can't do tshuva. And you know why they're doing it? It's all part of this obstacle. It's all part of the nesayon. Because it's supposed to be difficult. So how do you make it difficult? Okay, you put obstacles in along the way. Yeah, that's one thing. Beseder. If you're strong, you can power through. You can navigate the maze. But you know what really makes it difficult? Is when the Gemara starts telling you can't do tshuva. Or when the Baskel starts telling you can't do tshuva. Now what? You know what that is? That's just the difficulty. That's just the chaymer of the Nesaya. It's all part of it. Because the whole concept is difficult. So the way to make it difficult is by actually misleading people. And that's the koshia tshuva, shemarin loy, she'enoi talib tshuva. But the emes is, says the Reishas Chachma, that ve'en lo chadova she'oimid lifnei tshuva. There's nothing in the world that gets in the way of tshuva. Va'afim shamato. Even if you would hear a baskel that would say, shuvu banim she'ivavim chutz miploini. If a person in his own life, says the Reishas Chachma, would hear a baskel that says, do tshuva except for you. The Reishas Chachma says it's possible to hear such a baskel. So the person can actually live through life hearing a baskel that says everyone in the world could do tshuva, but obviously not me because I'm just special and I'm different and I've been chosen and singled out and I can't do tshuva. It's meglich to hear as a baskel. There is such a mitzias. Ki inyan Elisha, just like you find by Elisha. Elisha had such a baskel. He heard it. And if he heard it, anyone could hear it. It's possible for a person to hear such a baskel. Says the Reishas Chachma al Tochosh. Don't listen to it. Sharei Elisha, because think of Elisha. Soif, soif, niskabel. At the end of the day, even Elisha, who never did tshuva, he was niskabel. Like the Gemara says, Rav Meir first davened that smoke should come out of his kever, and then Rav Yochanan davened that the smoke should stop coming out of his kever. Afilu shaloi shav. Even though he didn't do tshuva, kol shkeinim hayashav, moyo lo yoyse v'yoyse. Certainly if he would have done tshuva, it certainly would have helped. Elisha sagru dalse tshuva v'fanav. But you know what happened? You know what the basko meant? It meant that dalse tshuva were locked. That's what it meant. It meant it was locked. So what do you do if the door is locked? You come home, the door is locked. That's it. You don't walk in, or you're trying to get into a room and the door is locked. Okay, done. I'll try again tomorrow. No, what do? You knock on the door. That's what he was supposed to have done. He was supposed to have banged ad yiftach haPesach until eventually they would have opened the door. Anything he tells you to do, do. If he says go out of my house, and don't enter, like Elisha and Acher, al tishmaloi elotikones betshuva. You should enter. Kiza cheskei shabalabayas. That is really what the balabayas wants. Elishamata oischa. It's part of the nesayin. Part of the nesayin is to believe that you can't do tshuva, but the emes is you could do tshuva, and that's really what it's all about. So I just had one hergish. You know, the hergish was that the Gemara says in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya was a person, he was bald, called Zayna Shaba'ilam, and the Gemara says he found out there was a certain Zayna that was mamish on the other side of the world, and he was Meiser Nefesh, literally, to go meet the Zayna, to do the Aveira. And finally he arrives, and the Zayna asks him, where are you from? And he says, I literally traveled through continents, and I went through oceans, all to come here. And she looked at him and she said, really? Seriously? You went through all that just to do an Aveira? And then the Zayna gives him a Musa Shmuz. And the Gemara says when he got the Musa Shmuz from the Zayna, he was pashut so taken aback. And he had such a Chalisha Zadas. He realized how he had ruined his life. And the Gemara said he started crying and he was crying and he was sobbing uncontrollably until finally he died. He mamish died from pain, from tzar. And the Gemara says that when he died, there was a baskal that came out. The Umrah and said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Derdaya mezumen l'chayo el mabo. That Rabbi Eliezer ben Derdaya is mezumen l'chayo el mabo. And the Gemara says, Bacha Rebbe. When Rebbe heard the baskal, he cried. The Umrah and he said, Yesh koinoi lomoi bekamishonim. There are people, in order to enter Olam Haba, they have to spend an entire lifetime. Yesh koinoi lomoi b'shah achas. And this person, b'shah achas, he spent a lifetime of taiva. But b'shah achas, he entered Olam Haba. The Umrah Rebbe. And then Rebbe concluded and he said, Loi dayin l'bali tshuva shem mekabel noisam. He said, you see the koyach of tshuva, that not only could a person be accepted because of tshuva, ela shekoyer noisam Rebbe, that a person through tshuva could even be called Rebbe. And it's yidua that Rav Huttner said that what kind of Rebbe was Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya? The Baskel said, Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. And Rebbe was medayik the Baskel. Ela shekoyer noisam Rebbe. So he said, what kind of Rebbe was he? And Rav Huttner said, it's given the Rebbe from tshuva. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya taught the world that it doesn't matter what a person does and how he lives his life. But at the end, toshev enoch adaka, that it doesn't matter how a person lives his life, at the end of the day, he could do tshuva. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya goes down as the Rebbe from tshuva. My heritage was, Elisha bar Avuah never did tshuva. That's an important part of his legacy. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, he goes down as the one that made the mistake. He took the basko literally. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But he took the basko literally. And as a result, he never did tshuva. And says the Reishas Chachma, that Madach Acher, who never did tshuva, was niskabel to Kavachoyim if you would do tshuva. But he never did tshuva. But Hagami never did tshuva. I think Acher goes down as the Rebbe from tshuva. He goes down as one of the great Rabbeim of tshuva. Because even though he himself never listened to the Basko, and he took it a little bit too literally, Abul Maisa, Acher is the one who gave us this chazal of Shuvu Banim Shaivavim Chutz Me'Acher. Acher is the one who taught Rameyer that Benkachu Benkach Kriyim Banim, because he heard it in the Baskel. That even Acher, even the Shaivavim, they're all called Banim. Acher is the one, through his Aveira and through the Baskel that emerged because of his Aveira, gave us this Reishas Chachma and Shara Kedusha Perek Yizayin, that Kol Mashi Yoyim Elucha Balabayis Asei Chutz Mitzei, the greatest chizik of Tshuva imaginable, Rav Tzadik's Godol Tshuva, Shedoicha Lois Asei Shebetei, it all came from who? It came from Acher. Acher never did Tshuva, but Acher is the Rebbe from Tshuva. Maybe that's the schus he had, that ultimately he was accepted, because at the end of the day, there's so many Balei Tshuva, people that have gotten chizik, simply from who? From Acher. If you want to tell the story of Tshuva, it wouldn't be a bad place to start by telling the story of Elisha bar Avuah. And Elisha bar Avuah never did tshuva. See, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya did tshuva, and he became the Rebbe from tshuva. Acher, I think, is even a bigger chiddush. He never did tshuva, and Afal Pikein, he goes down, maybe, as the Rebbe from tshuva.